Continuing our Republican Party primary candidate interviews with Indianola Mayor Stephanie Erickson, running for the Republican Party nomination in District 4 for the Warren County Board of Supervisors. And Mayor Erickson, tell us about yourself and how you arrived at the conclusion you wanted to run for Warren County Supervisors.
Well, excellent question. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to answer these questions today. I'm running for Warren County Board of Supervisors District 4 because I do believe that Warren County deserves renewed vision for our Board of Supervisors, one that can assume every resident is truly striving to do their best in today's tough economy and support this with effective governance. My goal is to foster a participatory environment where decisions are made with you and not for you. I believe heavily in being a servant leader. And I've done this through my personal experience, my local government experience, and community involvement. I believe all of this brings me to be the best representative for District 4. As I'm not a career politician, I'm just a deeply concerned citizen that wants to invest back in making Warren County a better place for all of us to live, work, and thrive together.
What qualities do you think you have that would benefit you being a member of the Warren County Board of Supervisors?
Sure. That is an excellent question. This kind of goes into some of the local organizations that I'm involved in here in the community. The involvement that I have has enriched my understanding of our community, some of the unique dynamics we have at play, and distinguishes me a little bit more in this election. Roles that enable me to contribute to our community's safety and preparedness in the event of an emergency. We just saw one happen just this week in Greenfield, and it is heartbreaking. I was extremely pleased to see that the Warren County Emergency Management stepped up and has been fostering and helping be an arm to help all of those residents in their time of need. Additionally, I'm a member of the Warren County Philanthropic Partnership, co-chair of the Indianola Town and Gown Committee with President Jay Byers, and all of these facilitate and help me foster building better partnerships among the community here in Indianola as well as countywide. I also am involved in a number of regional organizations outside of Warren County, including Des Moines Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, Mid-Iowa Planning Organization, and then back in the community, I'm a part of the Ragbrai Planning Committee, Main Street Iowa Committee, and support our school district by being a member of the Indianola Athletic Boosters.
What would you want to continue that the board does well, and as the board expands from 3 to 5, how would you want to navigate that transition and change for the county government?
Absolutely. Well, on the question of the 5, I truly do believe that bringing more voices to the table, such as a 5 board of supervisors, really does bring in more voices and is much more dynamic and helpful. I also do like the setup of how they have it instead of an at-large where all 5 could be, you know, elected by countywide. That does maybe put some disadvantages to some of our rural folks. So we want to keep this, you know, how it is and that everybody has a voice for both. And then as far as strengths, there's a couple strengths that I really do think that Warren County has and we flourish in, and that is first our Warren County employees. They are truly the backbone of our community. We really should be proud of all that they do, especially during trying times with our budgets as we navigate financial issues and, you know, rearranging maybe some of the plans we had. Warren County is also very dynamic, and we have great, rich natural resources here. And I really do give a lot of credit of that to Warren County Conservation. And in fact, my opponent as well, Mark Kickbush, is the president of Warren County Conservation, but we have 2,700 acres of, you know, natural resources right here in Warren County, and they can be a major drive for economic development here in our community.
And finally, what do you think the focus will be on for the general election in the fall, or how do you want to approach that if you do get the Republican Party nomination moving forward? And what do you think some of the biggest feedback and focus of the election will be?
I think I found myself in a similar situation 2.5 years ago when I came in as mayor. And what we need to do is we need to stop and we need to listen. And that means we have to listen to everybody. And we really need to dive in to understand what our employees do on a day-to-day basis. I intend to spend a lot of time with each department. We can't effectively lead something if we don't understand what they do on a day-to-day basis. I did lots of department ride alongs. I've been in snow plows in our city. I've been with our police officers and observed our firefighters in work. And so it really does make you understand a little bit better. And when you understand that, you can make better budgets. So I think a goal that we need to, whoever is elected, is to really focus on, you know, supporting our employees and working on transparency with how the budget process is going, and really focus on hearing every resident.
And finally, how can people find out more about you or talk to you about issues or direct them in any sort of way to your campaign?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. If I get elected, I will be changing the name of my Facebook page. Currently, right now, it is Stephanie Erickson, Mayor of Indianola. And I hope that I get to change that. But I do have a very good following on that, and that's why I didn't set up another page. So I can be found there, or I can be reached on my cell phone, and that is 515-868-6687.